Appreciate the revulsion.
A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned the fascinating Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says in his introduction to Yoredeya that when a person decides to give of himself to share with Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take that time away from him at all. It's interesting that I hardly get any responses and emails and so on, but two Rabbanim reached out to me after I quoted the Chassam Sofer, and they asked me for the Maror Mokom. It's hard to find. It's the Pituchei Chosam in Zakdama to Yoredeya, and I alluded to it. I just want to say it again, and then B'siyata Dishmaya elaborate for these 10 minutes on a couple more lessons that emerge that relate to this week's Parsha. If a person, let's say, normally with his kishronos takes him 5 hours to understand the sugya, seems that the Chassam Sofer's grandson quotes him as saying that if he devotes 4.5 hours to teaching Torah to others, then he'll understand the sugya in a half hour. Anything that you give over to the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take away from your time at all. A friend of mine suggested that this Pituchei Chosam might explain a famous chazal in this week, based on this week's parsha. In the regards to Nadav Aviyu, the Torah says, Uvanim lo hayu lahem, that they didn't have children, and they died young. So Gemara Yivamos says that they died because they didn't have children. So the Chassam Sofer in Pituchei Chosam says that a person's life is also elongated, he brings rayas from Sefer Devarim, is elongated when he devotes his life to share with others. So an individual who doesn't have children, and there are many Mamari Chazal that seem to say that Nadav and Aviyu were focused on their own personal growth. Take a look at the Chassam Sofer in this week's parsha. So then, in such a case, then there isn't reason for them to go on. Rav Geffen quoted from his Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz said that in the creation of man versus the creation of animals, there are asara mamoros nivra olam. One of the mamoros is creating animals, and the other maimer is creating man and creating woman. Why do you need two separate mamoros of creating man and creating woman? Those who are talmidim of the Masoris of Rav Soloveitchik know that a lot of lonely man of faith answers that question. Rav Berkowitz said in one sentence, he alludes to some of the yisodos that Rabbi Yoshe Ber Zatzal spoke about. And that is, he says, there's one maimer of creating man in his own personal avoda. And then there's another maimer, and that is creating man as a part of society whose role is to give and to share with others. Nadav Aviyu works on their avoda. They don't have children. A person is zocha, the Chassam Sofer writes a lot of times, for longer life to be able to give to their children, their grandchildren, and so on. And the maimer, the special maimer, is for man to work on himself, but also for man to share with others. Continuation of that beautiful idea of the Chassam Sofer. The takeaway of this, I think, is very practical as we go into the summer. Whether you were steiging in the koil, or whether you've grown in Shana Aleph or Shana Bet in Yeshiva, when you go back to your communities, now is the time to take the spark that we spoke about, the spark of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the spark of Lag BaOmer. Now is the time for you to take that back to your communities, and it's amazing what you could accomplish. That's lesson number one. This, I think, is going to be B'siyat HaShemayim, the first night that I keep the 10 minutes for Musar. I'll try. Along those lines, in this week's parasha, the Chidush Arim, we have Meir of Beckoning. The Chidush Arim makes a very, very powerful point. It's well known that Leviim are counted separately from Bnei Yisrael because Leviim weren't nichshal at the Egel Azov. The Chassam Sofer seems to say, Rav Eliada Goldwicht added a little bit more to this, but the Chassam Sofer seems to say the following. What do you mean? Bnei Yisrael was all nichshal at the Egel Azov? There were 3,000 that were nichshal. And all of us lost. I'm a Bechar. I really, really lost. My son-in-law is a Kayin. Baruch Hashem, I lost to my son-in-law. What happened? 3,000, all of Klal Yisrael loses. So Chiddush HaRim seems to say, no, it's not that Bnei Yisrael was nichshal at the Egel Azov and Lev Shevet Levi wasn't, but it's much different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring Shevet Levi close. Why? The Midrashim say, because they came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't indifferent. Us Bnei Yisrael, us B'chayrim, we were indifferent. Shevet Levi proclaimed Mil Hashem Elai. It's not that we weren't nichshal. Eli Wiesel, Zichron Levracha, said, we must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. Action is the only remedy to indifference. We were indifferent. And for that, we lost the kahuna. For that, Shevet Levi ultimately is entirely separate. What does this mean practically? Practically, there are things that go on today. There are global issues, Vamei V'Nyavin. It's not my business in the Beis Medrash to elaborate on. But there are things in our private lives or in our day-to-day lives where we could choose to look away and we become part of that Aveira. Someone read to me a WhatsApp group, what was going on in a WhatsApp group in the neighborhood that I tried to learn with the Balabatim. And I was absolutely stunned. Stunned to the shaming that was taking place, while there were others who were just silent. It was during Corona, and there was back and forth during Corona about whether this is right and this is right, and people were disagreeing with others. And there were others that said really, really nasty things. And I turned to the Balabatim and I said, how could you be silent when someone is Mevaza Chavero Barabdim? And it was really, really interesting is that someone had gotten really out of hand and used Nivul Peh. The Nivul Peh was erased. Baruch Hashem Nivul Peh. But the Lashon Hara? The Bizui Chavero Barabdim? There's so much passivity that takes place, so much indifference. And usually people say, what can I do? The answer is you could do something. Let's talk tachlis. If you're in a WhatsApp group where there's an individual or individuals that are doing things that are inappropriate, you could PM the individual. By the way, you become part of the problem when you talk into the group and you add to the fire. But if you could PM to that person and add some advice, that's something that's really, really fantastic. Or if you can't, then you pull away. Then you leave. And hopefully leaving in itself makes a melacha, makes a statement. Rav Yehuda Goldberg told a story, which I will conclude with. This is the first time I'm going to finish on time. This is Yatta Dishmaya. Sman Kriya Shema. That it's painful. The story is painful to say over. But it drives home a message that unfortunately exists in a lot of American culture. The story takes place during Hurricane Sandy. And the victim's name is Glenda Moore. Glenda Moore was fleeing her house as the rains and winds of Hurricane Sandy were beginning to pour down. She placed her two children, Connor and Brandon, in her car and drove towards Brooklyn. On the way, huge waves of water engulfed and disabled her car. She grabbed her two children from the back of her car and swam with them to an area with shallow water. She brought her children swimming towards the house, but the owner refused to let her in. She tried to break into the house, but to no avail. She was left outside with her two children, and the water continued rising. After holding her children for many hours, her body gave in and she passed out. And when she woke up, her two children were gone forever. This man, who refused to let her into his house, was not charged with any crime. He didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't have to let a stranger into his house. That's American law. Indifference kills people. every single one of us has to make a cheshbon hanefesh. When there's something that's going on that's wrong, whether we're choosing the easy way out by not standing up, or we are raising ourselves up and representing what Shevet Levi represented, Mila Shem Elai.